What is happening, party people? It is Monday, October 18th. Happy birthday goes out to my main man, Johnny Fansler. If I stop aging right now and I give him 5 or 6 more years, there's a solid chance I may be able to beat him at something. At all. Wait, what am I doing? Cue the music. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele for October 18th. Okay, what is up in the news? So California's putting a lot of money into transportation improvements, and that's about time, if you ask me. The California Transportation Commission, or CTC, this week allocated more than $2.1 billion for projects to repair and improve transportation infrastructure throughout the state. Senator Bill SB1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017, accounts for $696 million, nearly one-third of the funding. By making these significant investments, California is building the public transportation system we need for a safer and more prosperous, equitable, and environmentally sound future, said Caltrans Director Tox Amashokan. I want to see if I could do that 3 times fast. This investment also includes nearly $1 billion for local and regional transportation projects that carry significant community benefits. The CTC allocated $960 million to Caltrans Division of Local Assistance in its annual federal fiscal year investment. The Local Assistance Program makes funds available to more than 600 cities, counties, and regional agencies to improve transportation, infrastructure, and services. The Local Assistance Program authorizes approximately 1,100 new projects each year. The CTC also approved 15 repair projects that will extend the life of 76 bridges, prevent costly future repairs, and improve ride quality for the public. Projects approved this week in District 9 include the Freeman 3 CAPM project. It will rehabilitate 15.2 lane miles and upgrade signs on State Route 14 near Armistead from 1.1 miles north of Red Rock Canyon Road to 4.9 miles south of State Route 178 West. This project has been allocated $530,000 in funding for the plans, specifications, and estimates and right-of-way support phases. The $2.2 million Cummings Valley Road intersection project will construct a left turn lane near Tehachapi on State Route 202 at the east intersection of Cummings Valley Road to reduce the number of conflicts and improve safety. The Bishop Pavement, see, now we're talking, we're home. The Bishop Pavement Project has been allocated $2.9 million for the plans, specifications, and estimates, and right-of-way support phases. The project will rehabilitate 13.6 lane miles of roadway and drainage, install transportation management systems, elements, upgrade facility to Americans with Disability Act, the ADA, standards, and construct a multi-use path as a complete streets element on U.S. Highway 395, or Main Street, from J Street to Barlow Lane, and on State Route 168 West Line Street from Pioneer Lane to U.S. Highway 395 Main Street. SB1 provides $5 billion in transportation funding annually split between the state and local agencies. Road projects progress through construction phases more quickly based on the availability of SB1 funds, including projects that are partially funded by SB1. Since it was passed in 2017, SB1 has fully or partially funded more than 7,000 projects, including 2,500 already completed investments, more than $16 billion towards pavement, bridges, trade corridors, transit, and rail, and walking for bike paths. For more information about transportation, head over to rebuildingca.ca.gov or check out the article on, you guessed it, easternsierranow.com. I'm nothing if not a shameless promoter. Can I just point out that I'm glad they're doing something about Line Street? I 100% am behind making things safer, adding bigger bike lanes, all that. But oh my God, trying to go down that road is impossible now. It's one lane, slow. There's 200 million cars going down that road, and you have to stop every 2 seconds. I don't think that was a very good plan. I think they should have widened it a little bit and added some more. But again, safety first. That's my motto. We've got a little bit of a weather report here. Usually that's at the end of things, but you know what? I shake things up. That's what I do. Sorry, can't be helped. So for Bishop, prepare for gusty winds today and Tuesday. Yeah, you don't say. Gusts up to 29 miles per hour today and 18 miles per hour on Tuesday. Starting Saturday, a storm front will be moving in, bringing a chance of showers over the weekend. Daytime high temperatures will be in the 60s due to wind chill, but as the week goes on, we'll move up into the 70s. Nighttime lows will be in the high 30s, not quite freezing. That's good for my plants that are still alive. Mono County, today will also be breezy for Mammoth Lakes with wind gusts about as high as 30 miles per hour on Wednesday. There will be a 20% chance of mixed rain and snow. A storm front will be moving over the Sierras starting over the weekend, and there will be a chance of snow Friday through Sunday. Daytime high temperatures will be in the mid 40s or high 30s throughout the week, and nighttime lows will be in the 20s and low 30s. Plants aren't going to survive up there, in case you were wondering. Did you hear that little section in there where I said 20% chance of mixed rain? That's pure acting 101 right there, by the way. Notice how all I'm doing is reading this, but it was like, there will be a 20% chance, like I'm estimating, like I know what I'm talking about, as opposed to just reading a script written by Ella Boehm. If you like to take any acting classes, please write us at info@easternsierranow.com. And that's coming from the 2019 Mammoth Shakespeare Award Best Kiss winner. So think about taking that class. So there's some road closures, speaking of weather. Due to the winter storm that is in the forecast, the Lakes Basin Road has closed this morning, along with the Reds Meadow Road and the Old Mammoth Road to the Lakes Basin that closed yesterday, reports Deb Schweizer, the public affairs specialist with the Forest Service. The Lakes Basin Road remains open, however. See, this confuses me. I think this must be two different roads, and I just am not aware. However, travelers should use caution, keep an eye on the forecast, and be prepared for winter conditions. I think that's just a big duh from here on out. It's Mammoth. Come on. We've all lived here. Conditions will be reassessed when the storm clears, so be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a Mammoth Community Water District meeting coming up on the 21st. The MCWD Board of Directors will hold a regular board meeting Thursday, October 21st at 5:30 p.m. The agenda and packet can be accessed on the MCWD website or, you guessed it, easternsierranow.com. Shameless promotion number two. Here's some crappy news. Skylar Lee Waters passed October 6th, 2021. Skylar Lee Waters was born in Bishop, California on February 5th, 1986. To Greg and Becky Waters, and unexpectedly moved to heaven on October 6th, 2021. He was only 35 years old. That sucks. Skylar grew up in a loving family and had a very happy childhood in Bishop, where he made lifelong friends from golfing, snowboarding, fishing, playing roller hockey, riding bikes all over town, barbecues, and get-togethers. He especially loved his time with his boppy, which is what he called his grandfather, fishing, golfing, and the wonderful talks that they had, as well as sneaking Oreos and milk with his grandma late at night and learning his construction trade from his dad. The whole obituary is listed on easternsierranow.com, and I recommend that you read it. He was a good guy. I knew him. Sorry to hear about that. That sucks. Eastern Sierra Now's condolences go out to his family and friends. I always hate reading obituaries because then you got to turn it around and try to get the energy back when something like that that is awful happens. So that sucks. But here is some good news as any. The Broncos take out division rival Kern Valley 54-0. Leading 18-0 at the half, the Broncos had a strong second half en route to a 54-0 win over rival Kern Valley. The defense held Kern Valley scoreless thanks in part to 7 quarterback sacks. Reese Dondero had a pair of sacks with teammates Kennedy Batchelder, Colt Madison, Kane Omohundro, Michael Booth, and Uriah Benally, also recording sacks. Andrew Steedle had an interception, helping to ensure the shutout. Senior quarterback Jacob Redman had a strong night, completing 15 of 20 passes for 322 yards and 5 touchdowns. Walker Roast Kruger had a big night receiving with 6 catches for 161 yards and a touchdown. Jake Frigerio caught 3 passes for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns. Zach Maharo went over 1,000 yards on the season with 94 yards on 9 carries and 2 touchdowns. Kane Omohundro and Aiden Arndahl also caught touchdown passes. Next up for the Broncos is a homecoming matchup with Rosamond. So again, that final score was 54-0. For more game stats, you can check out easternsierranow.com. I think it's about lunchtime for old Jesse here. And you know where I'm going to go? You guessed it, Copper Top. It's the best place there is. It was voted on Yelp. And guess what is even better? And we haven't even talked about this before. If you're local, you live here, you know, chances are most of you listening to this are. Beep, beep. It's probably Coppertop telling my order's ready. You can get a local discount of 20%. I'm not kidding. That's a huge amount off the bill. 20%. When you're filling out your order online, there's a little tab that says put in code. Put local 20. Watch what happens. That means you have no reason not to go. So go to coppertopbarbecue.com, local 20. Trust me. And in the notes there, say Jesse sent you. Okay, that's going to be it for Eastern Sierra Now today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back tomorrow.